In New Orleans, the NAACP opens its 92nd annual convention. Delegates will be reflecting on what many believe to be a significant setback for the organization, the fact that its most expensive get-out-the-vote effort failed last year to elect what members call a pro-civil rights president. The organization is reviewing lessons of the past and preparing to confront the issues of the future. NPR's Philip Martin reports.
The theme of the NAACP convention is Speaking Truth to Power. The title, says NAACP Board Chairman Julian Bond, is no accident. Power was on display in Florida last November when thousands of black voters were turned away at the polls, and the NAACP sees it as its mission to reflect on what happened with eyes wide open.
The lesson you learn from Florida and elsewhere in the country that no matter how much money you put into it, no matter how much effort you put into it, if state officials are either careless or, one can imagine, deliberate in attempting to suppress and nullify the effects of black votes, then your effort can go for naught. But our effort didn't go for naught.
The election has produced a fire in the belly of the NAACP's rank and file. L. Ross Davis is the executive director of the NAACP branch office in Jacksonville, Florida.
Every NAACP branch throughout the state of Florida has the same plan. And this is to form base coalitions with other interested groups and making sure that the constitutional right of every citizen to vote is being protected. We're talking about PTAs, ministerial alliances, sororities, fraternities, and as we coalesce with these other groups, we'll be able to reach out and touch more people and get more people educated in terms of the electoral process.
The NAACP is mobilizing for the next gubernatorial election that may pit Florida Governor Jeb Bush against former Attorney General Janet Reno. Though the NAACP emphasizes its nonpartisanship, many African Americans are angry at the governor for spearheading a ban on affirmative action in state hiring, contracting, and university admissions. At their national conference, the NAACP will release a report card on every governor's position on civil rights. From the very beginning, the NAACP also has criticized many of the president's political appointees. The organization campaigned against the president's choice for attorney general. But since then, the civil rights group has given John Ashcroft mixed reviews. Julian Bond.
We are pleasantly surprised by some of the actions he's taken. He has conferred with the NAACP, particularly over the uprising in Cincinnati and the charge leveled eventually against the police officer responsible for helping to set it off. On the other hand, we're distressed when he announced after cursory study that there was no discrimination in the use of the federal death penalty. I mean, there's ample evidence that there is.
The NAACP cites studies that have shown that the death penalty is carried out disproportionately on blacks, Hispanics, and the poor. But while the NAACP's position on this and other issues largely affecting low-income Americans is well known, Harvard historian Pat Sullivan says the organization has not been able to attract significant numbers of poor people into its ranks since the heyday of the civil rights movement.
Class divisions within the African American community have probably deepened with desegregation and integration. And my question is, what kind of relationship is the NAACP establishing with people on the margins of American society? I think that's the great challenge.
To meet that and other challenges, the NAACP will announce what Julian Bond says is its first ever strategic plan, which was developed at the Harvard Business School. Bond says the five-year agenda will include timetables for increasing membership and revenue.
They also include making ourselves into a much more aggressive, much more militant organization, increased training and advocacy techniques for our membership. We depend on this 500,000 women and men who have jobs and homes and families to carry out the work of the NAACP, and we want to make them into the most effective nonviolent army for civil rights and for justice they possibly can be.
During the week-long NAACP conference, Clinton advisor Vernon Jordan will receive an award for lifetime achievement in civil rights, and the organization will decide if it will lead a boycott in Mississippi to protest a Confederate emblem within the state flag. NAACP delegates will also enjoy Bourbon Street jazz and gospel concerts.
And we also, sadly, expect to leave New Orleans several pounds heavier because the food is so great.
Philip Martin, NPR News.